And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. I'm joined in the studio today by Josh Boyer, a PhD student in music education here at the University of Missouri. And we are here to discuss the All Juniors Honor Band and Wind Ensemble Combined Concert. And that's coming up this Monday, the 17th of February at 7 p.m. That's right here at the beautiful Missouri Theater in downtown Columbia. Josh, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I am fantastic. So this is a unique concert for a lot of reasons. The Wind Ensemble, of course, the University Wind Ensemble is wonderful to watch. But tell me about the All Juniors Band. What does that entail?
Sure. The All Juniors Band is a weekend event where we host juniors from all over the state of Missouri for an honor band weekend. And so they have the opportunity to come to campus and spend the weekend working with our faculty and our teachers as an ensemble, preparing a music for a concert, and they have some master classes and things like that as well to be participating in, and getting the experience being here at Mizzou and learning what we do here and from our faculty members, and then presenting at the culmination of that weekend a concert that they've put together over those course of a couple of days.
Nice. And how are those juniors selected?
They submit auditions in late fall into December, and then the director, Dr. Sylvie, kind of listens to all those, decides which students are going to be accepted in the group, and then they come onto campus that weekend.
Nice. And so they're coming in on like a Saturday, and they get the Mizzou experience. They get to sleep in a dorm.
Yeah, they do. So all, our students that are living on campus house students for one night, and they come in, and they get to kind of experience that. They have that night in the dorm with our students, and that gets also an opportunity for our students to talk to them about Mizzou and their experiences and that and what they've experienced. A lot of them might have done All Juniors Band when they were in high school, so a lot of connections can be built that way, and it gives the students an opportunity to feel at home for a couple days and to say, this is what it would be like to be at Mizzou as a student in school music.
Nice. And so at the show, they'll be performing pieces that you and Brian have selected?
Yeah, Dr. Sylvia selected the pieces. I'm not sure what the repertoire will be.
Okay.
Sometimes he has a selection of five or six pieces to pick from, and then he'll kind of decide based on how things are going, which pieces are actually being performed on their portion of the concert.
Sure. And then they'll spend the weekend rehearsing those pieces and getting ready for
Correct.
The show.
That's
great. That's great. And so what is the Wind Ensemble doing?
So the Wind Ensemble performs a concert as kind of a culmination of that weekend for the All Juniors Band. And it gives them an opportunity to listen to our top ensemble here on campus and to listen to the music that we're presenting and performing in our repertoire at the collegiate level. And this concert will be unique because it's actually a kind of a preparatory concert for an event that we're having later that week where we're traveling to Oklahoma to perform at a conference. So the material we're preparing for that concert is material we've actually been working up since last fall. A lot of it has transferred over to this concert. So somebody who went to the concert, that last concert in the fall, we'll hear mostly the same music. The high school students are hearing it for the first time, but four out of the five pieces are the same pieces we played at our previous concert. But we're preparing for this this tour that we're doing later that week to Oklahoma with the Wind Ensemble.
Very cool. And what's going on in Oklahoma?
So Oklahoma is hosting the CBDNA, which is the College of Band Directors National Association Regional Conference for our region of the country, which is an every other year event. It kind of alternates between the national and local regional events. And the Wind Ensemble was selected to perform and present a concert there at the University of Oklahoma on Thursday evening that same week. And so this concert is preparing us for that opportunity to perform for our colleagues in the profession at the collegiate level. And it's an honor to be selected. It's only a few bands each year get selected for those regional events. So Dr. Sylvia prepared a tape, an audition of a group, last year's group basically, and that gave us the opportunity to travel and perform in Norman in a couple of weeks for that concert.
Very cool. Very cool. So we've got a lot of great stuff coming up for the Wind Band then.
Yeah. It's a very exciting time. Yes.
Right on. Do you know what the Wind Band is going to be performing at the show?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, a lot of it's the same repertoire as last concert, but we'll go through it. We're actually opening the concert with a brand new composition, a piece that was commissioned for that CBDNA performance. So this is the first time we're performing that piece is on that Monday night concert. And that piece, Stained with Light, is by the composer Aaron Perrine, which is it's a brand new piece. It's a world premiere of that piece with the high school group performing for the high schoolers. And the really cool thing is that we'll also be able to work that composer directly in a few days, where he's going to be on campus working with this piece with us and kind of walking us through some of his thoughts and ideas. We've only been working on it for about a week and a half at this point, so having him on campus is going to be great for us to really understand what he was thinking when he composed this original work for us to perform at the concert. So that's our opener. That's our new opener for this concert. And following that, we will perform Variants on a Medieval Tune, which is a classic wind band piece from the 1960s, one of the oldest that we have in our repertoire, very popular piece that is a really good piece to give the students, high school students, the example of the older music and the staples of our repertoire, as we're performing a lot of other new music as well. Following that, we have a wonderful soloist joining us with Professor Sagigit, who is our saxophone professor here at University of Missouri. Dr. Amy Knopf is conducting the piece, Danza Capriccio, which is a saxophone solo. It's wonderful. Professor Sagigit is a world-class saxophone player, and having him once again performing with us, not only for the high school students, but also showing him off to our colleagues in Oklahoma, will be a wonderful experience as well. And then we follow that up with a deeply emotional piece, a piece that is called Into the Silent Land, which was written in memory and in honor of the tragic events at Sandy Hook back in, I believe it was 2015. And what was really interesting about that piece is the composer of that piece attended Sandy Hook Elementary as a student. His early musical background was in Sandy Hook Elementary. And we were fortunate last week to talk to Steve Danu, the composer, in our beautiful new band room, which is also set up for teleconferencing and that kind of thing. So we were able to have him on the screen with us as he listened to us rehearse this piece and run through it and gave us some ideas and some thoughts to how we can maybe tweak things a little bit here and there. Overall, he's very, very happy with the music we were producing, but he had a couple comments that we adjusted things. And for me, one of the most interesting things about that interaction with him was he was able to tell us a little bit more information about the piece or some things and thoughts that he had and some melodic ideas that we couldn't really get from the score or get from what the program notes were, but were more personal to him, which was really interesting considering his background with that piece and that the emotion behind that. And then we follow that really deep emotional piece with something that's completely different. And it's a movement from Omar Thomas's Come Sunday. And this movement is called Shout, which is just energetic, really exciting. It's a tribute in honor of like the African American church music and exciting kind of music that they have in that area. And so we have this really deeply emotional piece prior to that, and then we celebrate that celebration, then piece to end the concert, which is really a lot of fun and is really exciting for us. So the overall concert has this really interesting arc of a lot of new repertoire, but some classical repertoire as well for us, but also this really deeply emotional music and then this really exciting music too. So it really hits all the emotions as a listener.
That sounds like a great show.
Yeah.
Right on. And this, again, is coming up on this Monday. That's the 17th of February. That's at 7 o'clock at the Missouri Theater. Come out, see, the amazing University Wind Ensemble and the All Juniors Band working hard for an entire weekend and hopefully seeing some of those guys, in a year or so.
Absolutely. You know, one of the biggest things with that is it's a recruitment event for us and to get students to come here to Mizzou. And we'd love to have everybody out there supporting live music. And hopefully that'll entice those students to come to Missouri.
All right. Thanks again for coming out, Josh. It's been a pleasure, and we'll catch you next time.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.